Humility is knowing who you are in relation to God. When it comes to disappointment, God never disappoints. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian, here with a man who can hear your phone ring on silent.
I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. Today we wrap up our series on, or called,
Disappointment.
Yeah, we do. Our episode today is called
God.
Indeed. And the scripture comes from
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Delicious.
All right, so let's get this started. This one's kind of a touchy one, because, I don't know, maybe you know where we're going. So, here's the deal. I don't know if you've had this experience of praying for something and then not getting it. You know, and sometimes it's something good, because, you know, we're not supposed to pray for something that's not for our sanctification, something that's not going to lead us to become holier people, better men. And so we'll pray for something good, we'll pray for something that's not selfish. We may even pray a novena or offer something up, and then at the end, we don't get it. You know, it's hard to not be disappointed in those situations. And via podcast, we can't analyze your prayer intentions and all this stuff. I mean, not that we would. That's something that's very personal. It's between you and God. But at least personally, I can just attest to the times when that has happened to me. And I'm like, God, what happened? You have failed me, God. You notice how I'm sounding like an idiot? I hope I'm not the only one. And I'm pretty sure I'm not. I've sounded like that more than once. And just how dumb I feel I sound right now, like that's probably how I really sound. Like, except it's a real example. It's not me trying to make light of it. It's just like, you know what, God? Like, I did my part. I did what I had to do. We had a deal. You, as my own personal genie, did not make my wishes come true. Therefore, I'm losing faith. And the example that comes to mind, too, is it's a simple little story. For those of you who are fond of the Order of Mount Carmel, the Carmelites, who have a very, very special saint, Saint Teresa of Avila, who I've heard the story told in many ways, but it goes that she was walking, she tripped, she fell, and she broke an arm, and in her heart heard this voice saying, "This is how I treat my friends." And then she, being a very feisty Spaniard lady, said, "That's the reason why there's so few of us." Her life attests to her continuing to be God's friend. But how many times do we, like, suspend our friendship with God because he was not the genie we were expecting him to be? You know, because if we offer sacrifice of any sort, you know, then he will make our wildest dreams come true. I mean, it just seems absurd. We can't be superstitious about our prayers. You know, because God may just choose to give us a lesson, you know, teach us a lesson when it comes to the way we approach him. That's why having fear of the Lord is so essential. And when I say fear of the Lord, it doesn't mean that we are afraid to approach him. It means that we have this thing called humility, which is knowing our place in relation to God. And God is a loving Father. He's not a flippin' genie. He's not our own personal wish granter. He's our Lord and Savior, and we owe him more than to hold him hostage based on a couple of prayers that we do.
Yeah, we're all guilty of that. It's kind of funny that you were you were saying all those things and you're just sounding like a brat, because that's been me, and that's been I'm pretty sure most people listening right now. And just how we feel like we're God's most purest child, and how we are owed, like you said, you know, like God's not a genie. And I was thinking about this scripture that I came across not too long ago, and it's from the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13. It's, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. I thought it was just so fitting for this topic, and I'm not gonna get all sentimental about this, but it's just, we're bound to hit rock bottom here and there, at least once in our lifetime. And we need to stand firm. Otherwise, we're gonna start blaming God for everything that is quote unquote not going right. Instead of realizing that's one of the opportunities that we have to strengthen in our faith, to strengthen our trust that God has our back. I can't stop but think about, you know, the people in World War One, you know, the chaplains in World War One, the chaplains in World War Two, when they're among all the body parts, and then they're praying for these 18, 19-year-old kids to not die without knowing that God is there with them. Can you imagine that, how difficult that is? Having an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old dying and asking for their mama. Damn, they got a little dark, huh?
Yeah, it did.
That escalated quickly. Dark. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
But hey, you know what? We're not all going to be in these wars, fighting these wars. But we all have our own little battles to fight every day. And that accumulation of pressure and all that stuff, that is life. But I think I heard this in the Jocko podcast, where if you look at life as, you know, all out war, and not necessarily in a violent way, but where you need to get up and make your bed. You're at war with your laziness. You get up and then you make your bed. And then you go and you go and you crush every task that you have at work.
Even on a Monday.
Especially on a Monday.
Manly Monday.
Because
I'll stop. Why am I like this?
Why are you like this? No, you know, it's a good reminder, because I'm here getting on up on my soapbox, right? And it's like, hey man, the view's better down here.
Stay here with those idiots, man. Man. But I don't know, you got too much heart, Ramon.
But
that's good though. I need that in my life.
Yeah, but just crushing everything in your life, man. I think that's a good antidote to getting out of that mediocre state of mind, and not just state of mind, but state of, you know, where your faith is, where your heart is. Because if you're gonna be that idiot that blames God for your shortcomings, it just, that's, I don't know, funny. What to tell you. I mean, I've been there, so I'm not fussing at you. It's just, man, we got to do better. We have to do better. We have to rise above all the disappointments, whether this person did that or they didn't do this or that, and it doesn't matter. God loves you, and even when you feel like God is disappointing you and letting you down, and, you know, I pray the rosary and I've been offering all this stuff and my life is still sideways. Good. Keep going. Who was it? I think it was Winston Churchill that said, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, buddy. I don't know why. You know, it's been a year since we did that move
to, oh, yeah,
to my current house. And you just reminded me of that, because, man, what time did we stop? Because we were going, like, at least 12 hours we moved.
I think we stopped, like, at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, I want to say it was around 4:30, like, nonstop. And it had to get done. You know, it's one of the reasons why I love this scripture, you know, and I don't think we've tackled it head on, but no better time than right now. First Peter chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Again, if you needed to hear that little reminder, that the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Jesus Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. It's a reminder of Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider all the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. And so it's not just a promise of eternal life, although just the promise of eternal life is the freaking best thing in the world. You know, best thing that's out of this world. But it's a reminder that, you know what, we're going to suffer. Like, all of us are going to suffer, and we're going to be disappointed in each other. We're going to be disappointed in ourselves. But the one thing that we are guaranteed is that we're not going to be disappointed in God. You know, and that all this stuff, that these minor things that we're going through are not really a big deal. That the worst thing that could ever happen to us when we get to heaven is going to be but a slight inconvenience. And it's going to be totally worth it. And so, like, if we're getting anything out of this, it's not to be discouraged when bad things get worse. Because things can and will go wrong. And our life is kind of a succession of ups and downs, of valleys and mountains. And on our valleys, we need to remember that there is a consolation coming. And during the consolations, we need to remember that things are going to get bad. And we need to prepare for that. And we need to be spiritually mature enough to not start blaming everything on God. Because if we're frank, if we're honest about this, most of the times we bring it onto ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's because we wanted something that we got what we deserved. Or it's because we weren't wise about our moves that we end up biting the bullet. So just a little reminder. You know, for those of you who are new to the podcast, we pray every day for those of you who are listening, people that come in contact with the content of Dude Catholic, even by accident. You know, and as we stand today, we've been praying for 583 days continuously. So we start a novena, we end a novena, we start another one, and we keep on going until we die, basically. And one of the things, one of the prayers that we pray for 9 days is called the Litany of Trust. Sometimes it's easier to pray than others.
Yeah. One thing that it's hard for me to explain to you because it's so personal to me. And every time I pray it, it's just, it hits me in a different way. The litany is just a list of things that will help us trust God more. But one of the things that punches me in the gut every single time, every cycle of novenas that we do, is that you will teach me to trust you. I'm 32 years old. I've been Catholic my whole life. I was baptized. I was born into this. And I believe my whole life. But when I utter those words and when I'm praying those words that you will teach me to trust you, it's still difficult sometimes. Because I don't think I fully grasp what I'm asking. And no, I'm not going to turn it all dark anymore. Like, well, oh, sometimes life is... Yeah, I already said that. You know, but I really don't think that we as people... I think very few people in this world understand. Maybe priests will understand that. More than me, at least. That you will teach me to trust you. That could be something that I'm biting more than what I can chew on. If I'm not careful with that. If I'm not walking in the right path. It's... Being Catholic is hard, kind of.
Kind of.
But we have so many tools, so many resources. And hopefully the Dude Catholic podcast is one of them for you guys, because it is for me. Because it keeps me walking as straight as I can.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Me too, man. You know, one of the parts that kind of gets to me, especially as we're talking about, you know, disappointment in God, is that last part of the novena. You know, I remember the first time I prayed this, it nearly brought me to tears, because I don't know if I was being dramatic or what. I still feel kind of like a calm down, man, when I was first praying it, because the last part is that I am your beloved one.
Mm-hmm.
And And I don't know about you, but whenever I'm being a brat and God doesn't give me what I want, especially if it's something good, and I feel like, you know what, God, like it would be really, really helpful if I got this because I'm struggling and I'm drowning here, and then I don't get that help. You know, then I don't get that grace. I'm like, do you even care about me? You know? Or even worse, I fall into false humility and I'm like, you know, like who the heck am I to ask for that? You know, who am I that God should care about me? If, and he does, know who I really am, why the heck should I even expect him to listen to my prayer? Now, there's this band, I don't know if they're still together or whatnot, but Fifth Avenue North, I think, is the name of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's 10th Avenue.
10th Avenue North, yeah. I think today's on sale, you know, so it's half off. Fifth Avenue.
Thank you. It's BOGO.
It's BOGO.
And then you wonder why we lost half our listeners.
Oh, yeah. It's because we believe that a man is born a man and stays a man, because biologically speaking, okay, I'm going to stop before we lose any more. But...
Hey, man, sometimes God messes up. That's why we get disappointed in God sometimes.
Yeah, because he messes up, you know. It is 10th Avenue. 10th Avenue North. Man, you had to... Did you really have to pull that out? I knew I was wrong.
I just like to rub it in, man.
So one of their songs, it says, one tear in the tropic rain, one voice in a sea of pain. Could the maker of the stars hear the sound of my breaking heart? And it's meaningful because, yes, the same God that created each daisy that you see in a field individually, independently, petal by petal, you know, atom by atom, like that same God can hear your heart crack and break in half. He hears every cry of every child. He knows who you are. He cares enough to give you a different set of fingerprints that no one ever had. So, I don't know, at least for me, I can't get disappointed in God. And if I do, it's really disappointing of me.
Saint Padre Pio is quoted saying, even though the Lord is in us, he still wants us to ask for what we desire. Sometimes what we desire is not necessarily what's best for us, but God will turn the mess that we make into the best thing possible if we allow him to teach us to trust him. So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
Sound check 1 2 1 2. Sound check 1 2 1 2.
Sound check 1 2 1 2.
I also check. Like to interrupt you.
Nice.
Like a lot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Ooh, karma. No, but we don't believe in karma because we're Catholic.
No, we believe in payback. Why are we like this?